Arrests were made in a significant forgery and theft case yesterday, according to a release from Longmont Public Safety Deputy Chief Jeff Satter. Savuth and Yulisa Yin were taken into custody by Longmont police Thursday for theft of over $1 million and multiple counts of forgery, Satter said. Longmont police were tipped off after Carol Llewellyn Funeral Home received suspicious communications involving expediting the cremation of a recently deceased man in September 2021. According to the redacted police report, the unidentified caller suggested a connection or relation to the deceased. Police found a 77-year-old man deceased in his home on September 15. The man lived alone, which drew suspicion as to how the suspects were aware of the death and why the police were not contacted. The deceased man was a real estate broker in Longmont, owning and renting more than a half dozen residential properties in the city, according to the redacted police report. The police investigation uncovered several fraudulent claims made prior to September. These claims were verified by witness statements and inquiries with the Boulder County Recorder's Office, according to the report and officers involved in related investigations. Det. Rachel Sloan Stogsdill's report indicated that the claims were filed through the use of falsified identification and notary public numbers. The investigation uncovered a total of 14 forged quitclaim deeds filed with the Boulder County Recorder's Office between March and October, totaling roughly $2,875,000. Quitclaim deeds are used to release a party's interest, title or rights without providing a guarantee or warranty of title, according to Merriam-Webster. The fraudulent claims were connected to Savuth and Yulisa Yin, who were identified as tenants of the deceased through available public records, according to Sloan Stogsdill. A search warrant was issued for the Yin residence and executed by Longmont police on November 10. Both Yulisa and Savuth Yin were home during the search but declined to be interviewed, the report stated. Several firearms, including a handgun with the serial number scratched off, as well as notary stamps with the falsified identification, were found on the property. A discovered notebook contained a checklist with a timetable for acquiring passports and settling an impending lawsuit, as well as a list of potential countries in which to seek asylum, indicating that the Yins may have plans to attempt to flee the country, according to Sloan Stogsdill's report. Savuth and Yulisa Yin were taken into custody by Sloan Stogsdill and transported to Boulder County Jail. Charges include theft, forgery and defacing a firearm, as well as possession of said firearm. Longmont Police Services is seeking further information from the public as related to the case. Anyone with information can contact Det. Sloan Stogsdill at 303-651-8544, referencing case number 21-9024. Community members impacted by this case can reach out to Longmont Public Safety's Victim Assistance Department at 303-651-8855.